Good afternoon, my name's Glenn and we're in Bond Street near the canal. The sun's shining, but it's quite exciting being inside the building because I'm having a chat with Darren. Good afternoon, Darren.
Good afternoon, Glenn, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Good. We've just been on a chat and you've been telling me some exciting things. Could you tell me what you've been telling me?
Yeah, in our local area we've got kind of half an industrial estate and then half housing estate. We found over the years in the locality that young people struggle to gain employment and apprenticeships. We have quite a few neat young people, not in education, employment and training. When apprenticeships were first set up, they were allegedly aimed at giving those with low academics the opportunity to get into employment. But what we found is because there were so many young people in the middle grouping of academics, they get all the apprenticeships and those lower ones still don't get access to it.
So we've got a certain group of children being excluded?
Yeah, quite a few. So in our locality, we have 49% of the population with less than a grade D. So it's quite a high population.
So what happened? What was the change?
The change that we've tried to instill is that we're working with local firms to build a relationship up with them over a period of time, which is the good thing over the 10-year period of the big local, giving us this opportunity to really do it slowly. So a local businessman approached me in the first instance to say...
When you say me, you're the big local.
The big local, yeah, sorry. Development worker. To say that he would like to give back to the community, but doesn't know how to do it. So I said, well, what about introducing children into the business? We can bring them along, give them a tour of the building, introduce them to the different workers that they've got employed there, give them a bigger insight into what jobs they offer and what the jobs actually do in preparation when they go to their option years in year nine. And then the hope is in kind of 5 years' time, they start to supply apprenticeships for young people, but they've already started to build that relationship with those young people.
And did these children come in?
Yep, so part of my role as development worker is I organise kind of the visit. So the first visit we did was with year four at the local primary school. Took 45 children there for the day, split them into mini groups. The firm, which is a local engineering company, they organised the day. We introduced them to all the staff, as I said earlier, looked at all the different machines that they use, got to use machines, got to call engineers and organise things through the company. So lots of hands-on interactive stuff.
Are the children quite excited by this project, this venture?
Yeah, I mean, one thing they get out of school, so obviously excited about getting out of school, but they're getting a real feel for what the working place is all about. The next step is to take year eight, so on our local middle school, ready for year nine, so that'll go in. And then in 3 years' time, as I said, he's going to supply apprenticeships for these young people. And the hope is then, once we get this story out there into the community, the other local businesses will say, actually, we want a piece of this. And then the end part, in 10 years' time, is the hope that for the sustainability of the big local, I want the firms to give to our big local up to £500, which will basically finance a development worker in itself.
What you said, it reminds me of the stone. You roll a stone down a hill and it gathers momentum. So you've got 14% you mentioned who are excluded, but towards the end you could see these not being excluded.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
It's really exciting. Project. So thank you very much for sharing that now.